Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Zoltan Ach. ACS is his, how you spell his last name. Professor of entrepreneurship and director of the Center for Entrepreneurship at the George Mason University, one of the great universities. That's georgemason.edu. Zoltan, you want to send us to a website somewhere? How about the Jedi? Jedi website?
The website for Jedi is thejedi.org.
All right. Check that out. That's important work that he does that we talk about from time to time during the year. Zoltan, one of the things that you're doing, you're in London. You're joining us from London right now. And one of the things you're doing is working with companies over there to build what's called eco-cities, ECO cities. Tell us what those are and what you're doing.
Well, Jim, here's what I would like to sort of have people think about. In the history of the United States, rich people and entrepreneurs helped us overcome great challenges. Building a transcontinental railroad, overcoming slavery, civil rights, and all these struggles, some social, some technical, entrepreneurs and people with money were important. The big question facing us in the next century is how we all live on this little planet with millions and millions of people. And they all want a good life like we have. You know, I think of the world as four groups of people. Those with computers, those with washing machines, those with light bulbs, and those still working with a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And they all want light bulbs, washing machines, and cell phones. So we need to learn how to live in this world using much less energy. And an eco city is a city that is self-sustainable from a carbon footprint perspective.
Here's the question: are you saying that the carbon emissions are reduced without reducing the standard of living, or are you saying people isn't that the pivot point of your whole movement?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And to figure that out, we need entrepreneurs who we give the freedom to figure out how to do this.
See, this is the thing I've been arguing about for a long time and trying to promote for a long time, is that if we do it Al Gore's way, you and I will have to lower our standards, because his idea, the Kyoto Accords idea, was to take carbon back to 1990 emission standards when the economy was a third of what it is right now. And what I said, that means that our standard of living will have to go back, our opportunity will have to be reduced. You're talking about doing what he wants to accomplish, but doing it with entrepreneurs so that our standard of living does not have to be hurt.
Now, Jim, here's what I don't know, and nobody knows this. If we could do that without changing our standard of living, nobody in the world knows that. But that's what we want to find out.
Right. I think it could happen through entrepreneurship.
That's why we need entrepreneurs to invent thousands of new things that will help us become more energy efficient in the future.
And see, you're talking about the kind of a Manhattan Project that I've been advocating for a long time. If some presidential candidate would propose that America put all of its innovative capacity behind what the projects that you're talking about, I believe the United States could own the 21st century. What do you think?
See, Jim, I thought that's what Obama was going to do.
Yeah, I never did.
He talked about that, sort of, but you know, as soon as he got into office, all that went by the wayside.
That's right.
And you're right. What we need is a Manhattan-type project where we unleash human creativity and energy. And I believe any problem can be solved. You know, 30 years ago, we went to the moon. You remember, nobody would believe that.
Yeah.
That was impossible.
And those were analog days too, weren't they? They went to the moon on analog technology. Well, the problem we got is the people that are now in charge of the United States government, most of them, and including President Obama. I really believe that President Obama is not heavily invested in the free market capitalism system.
Yeah. I think that's exactly right.
Yeah. Hey, Zoltan, I gotta wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Can't wait to see the new book when it comes out. Keep up the good work, and we'll see you next time.
Great, Jim. Great being on the show, and have a great day. Bye-bye.
The Jedi, G-E-D-I, thejedi.com is his website. Check that out when you get a chance. You'll like what you see there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.